Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kathy Stokes is with us, AARP's Director of Fraud Prevention Programs. Oh, that sounds very, very apropos this time of season, especially as we try to avoid scams online or otherwise this time of year, especially when we're talking about doing a lot of shopping online, things like that. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. This is important for people to understand as we're going into one of the busiest online shopping periods in the year.
I echo that. Absolutely. So what should online shoppers be aware of when purchasing gifts this year?
Well, we did a survey and I was actually pretty surprised to find out that a third of U.S. adults have experienced fraud by clicking on an online ad. That tells me that we shouldn't be clicking on online ads, because even though a lot of them are legitimate, bad guys put up online ads too. And you could link out to a fake page where you put in your credit card information and you never get anything, or you get something inferior, or it could even worse, download malicious software onto your device with the intent of trying to dig out your credentials, your login information to all of your accounts. And we know that's not good.
Another one of the popular holiday choices is gift cards. But I know gift cards have been at the center of scams over the years as well. Is there anything for us to watch out for when it comes to gift cards?
Yeah, well, when you're purchasing a gift card for a friend or a family member for the holidays, great idea. Best idea is to actually buy it online from the retailer directly. The reason is because scammers, we know that they go in to these brick and mortar stores. They grab cards off of those big racks that we see, and then they're secretly flipping over those cards and exposing the PIN and then covering the PIN back up. But they've taken a picture of everything first. They put it back on the rack and then they just wait. They have a computer program that's watching for the activation of those cards. And as soon as a card is activated, the scammer gets a ping and they're able to drain that money right away. 21% of us have experienced giving or getting an empty gift card.
We have seen a huge rise lately in those peer-to-peer apps or ways to transfer money, like a Venmo or a Zelle's become a lot more popular in the last couple of years, Cash App as well. How safe are those?
You know, they're safe for their intended use, which is to split a dinner bill or to send your money, your kids' money in college or pay the babysitter. Those are the right ways to use those apps. It's not appropriate to use those apps to do business with a company you've never done business with before, or to, for example, buy tickets online for an event and use Cash App or Zelle or Venmo. If it was fraudulent, you're out of luck. You don't have any fraud protections.
What do you recommend there instead?
If you can't purchase with a credit card, then don't make the purchase. Credit card gives you a lot of fraud protections. It's actually the most protected way you can purchase something. You're not liable for losses if they're fraudulent. Typically, the bank or the issuer is going to spot a fraud even before you do. Debit card is not the same. If somebody gets a hold of your debit card information and they drain your account, that's your money that's going out of your account. And sure, if the bank or the issuer figures out that it's fraud, you'll get that money back, but it might take a couple of weeks. And what are you going to do in the meantime to pay your rent or your mortgage?
So charities, especially at this time of year, it starts tugging on our hearts. I'd like to give. Is there anything we should be aware of before, though, we donate?
Yeah, it's really important to understand that because charities are out in force this time of year, so are scammers pretending to be charities. They can use a legitimate charity's name. They can set up entirely fake charities. And so we want our money to go where our heart is telling us. So let's do the research first. Don't feel pressured to give right away. Instead, go online, look up that charity at give.org or charitynavigator.org. Find out if it even exists. And if it does, importantly, find out how much of the money the fundraiser is raising for that charity is actually going to that charitable cause. Sometimes those numbers are way off and you wouldn't want to support that charity for that reason.
So what should we do if we think we've been targeted by a scam or a fraud type situation?
Well, if you know that you've lost money or your identity, you need to make a police report, let them know that you're a victim of financial crime and get that reported. And then you can call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline. We have trained volunteer fraud fighters that are there to help you understand what happened and what you need to do next, and to listen with an empathetic ear. That number is 877-908-3360. Fake shipping notifications are kind of a common thing now, getting a text from FedEx or UPS or the Postal Service saying there's a problem with a shipment. Don't believe those. A third of us have already experienced getting one of these fake shipping notifications. Just contact that deliverer, that shipping company directly to find out if there's an issue. Don't click on a link.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.